Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, everyone. This is Pat Rice. I was expecting an intro to play, but I guess it didn't. That's okay. Things happen. Technical problems, you know, things like that. But I'm Pat Rice here broadcasting live on Paranormal Horizons here on blogtalkradio.com and KITCFM.com. My co-host, Jason Ophir, had some personal item to take care of, and he is probably going to be joining us. Oh my gosh, I think I see him right now. I'm going to get him in here. Hey, Jason.
Hello. I've been flying by the seat of my pants just to get here on time.
Well, you did, and we did. I didn't hear our intro when the show started, so we did have a technical glitch. Because I know that you had created a new intro, but that's okay. Things happen, right?
Yeah, and that's odd because I double-checked everything earlier today, and that's on Blog Talk. And because you know me, when it comes to the show, I'm really anal and making sure everything's in line, good to go, and everything. And I did check that, so that's not on our end.
No, it's not. But, you know, we always wing it. We make the best of it here on Paranormal Horizons. And with myself, Pat Rice, and Jason Ophir, we broadcast live every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com and also KITCFM.com. So, Jason, this is our roundtable session for the month. And
yes.
I kind of have some random items that I want to talk about that I'm going to I'll present, and then you might have some random items as well that we can talk about, and then hopefully a couple of callers might call in. But you know what? This is the July 4th week, which is a huge holiday. I mean, what is it? The holiday for the United States of America. It's the 238th birthday of the United States of America. And don't you think there would be a few ghost stories around the White House and maybe, you know, some of the older presidents like Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson and stuff like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I have some random thoughts about that I'm going to share. And then also, I had another topic for discussion this evening, Jason, which is astrology. And you and I have talked about astrology before, and we had Kelly Davidson on a while back, who's a wonderful astrologer in Portland. But I wanted to talk about some of the basics of astrology and some of the things that are going on right now. We might have a caller that may call in to discuss that with us as well, if he has time this evening.
Cool. So I like astrology.
Yeah. So I'm a Capricorn. What are you?
I'm a Leo.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I said that.
Do Capricorns and Leos get along?
No.
Must not.
Well, but the deal about that is when you just take the simple perspective and you just look at the sun sign. So I'm Capricorn Earth. You're Leo, you're fire. Generally, Earth and fire don't get along. However, it depends on what your other signs are in. You know, you could be, you know, a Leo with a rising sign of Virgo, which is also an earth sign, which kind of I suspect that might be true about you, and what's your moon in. You know, all these things make a big difference. Your sun sign is how you come across to people, but it also is important, all the other signs. I'm a Capricorn with a Virgo rising, so I'm super earthy. Okay, what does that mean? You know, it means generally, you know, some of the kind of the coin phrases are, oh, I'm organized and caring and, you know, I like animals and plants and things like that, which is all true. But you have to take in the full perspective of the time that you were born, the day that you were born, and where you were born. And that gives a full picture of where the planets were aligned at that perfect time of birth.
It sounds complicated, like math, and I hate math.
It is.
It's way beyond my level of intelligence. I'm like,
no, you. I thought you loved math.
I'm an ogre.
Math.
Oh, I absolutely love it. I sit when I, you know, when I go to bed at night, all I can do is think about numbers. That's how much I love it.
That sounds like a haunting.
That's not true at all. I dread numbers. They give me nightmares.
I know. You like the fruit machines, right?
Those are the numbers I do like. You know, the fruit machines are, you know, the electronic gambling machines like at a casino. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the kind of math I like.
Right. Like kind of like lining up.
Yeah,
like strawberry, yeah. Strawberry, strawberry, right?
Yes, and that's very simple arithmetic, and that I can wrap my head around. But anything beyond simple addition and subtraction, no good at that. So this astrology sounds very sophisticated, and it's way beyond me. All I know is I'm a Leo. I don't know if that's good or bad or what.
Well, Leo's typically, you know, you're a lion. I mean, that's your sun sign. You know, you're a lion. So your general traits about that, or, you know, what is a lion about? You know, you roar, you know, maybe sometimes you have a louder roar than what you really mean. You're, you know, majestic, the fire sign.
Majestic,
you know.
Come on. You know what I look like. I'm the opposite of majestic. I'm like a tear.
I think you're majestic. So, but I was married to my former husband was a Leo, and we were, oh my gosh, you know, we were like, you know, sometimes he, you know, just wanted to, you know, squash me down and be in control and have power. And, you know, I was the earthy, you know, Capricorn that I am, and sometimes I would let him do it, and then other times we would just, you know, battle it out, so to speak. But lots of interesting traits about the Leo, which we can get into here in a little bit in the show. Oh, by the way, Jason, what do we have a chat room open tonight?
We do, as usual, you know, and I don't know what it is. You know, I put so much time into this show with everything. And the one area that I'm completely lacking on is promoting chat, and I don't know why. I think it's...
Well, that's okay.
Could be subconscious for some reason. But we do have one up, and it's going to stay the same. It's zat.com/paranormalhorizons. That's one word.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And I know you posted that on the Facebook page.
It's like five minutes ago.
Okay, perfect. So go to the Facebook page, everybody, if you want to chat. Get in there into the chat room and, you know, just chat. And if you have any questions, this is a roundtable session. If anybody would like to call in this evening, you know, random thoughts. A random conversations that we're having this evening. The phone number is 215-383-3999. 215-383-3999. And Jason, I just wanted to say again, you know, gosh, can you believe it's July already?
I can't. It seems, I don't know if my perception of time lately has been, maybe that's everybody, but it seems to be going very fast. It's kind of ridiculous.
Well, all the old timers that I've known in my life always said that the older you get, the faster it goes, and that's scary, you know?
Yeah, that is scary.
Yeah, but I wanted to bring up again, happy birthday to the United States of America. I'm proud to be a citizen of the United States of America. I may have my issues with politics, but, you know, I'm proud to live in America. And it's the 238th birthday on Friday, Jason. Can you believe that?
It's incredible that the Union has lasted this long. And it is a great place to live if you consider some of the other places in the world that where people aren't as fortunate as we are.
I know, and it is. And, the U.S. of A, not that this is a political show. This is a paranormal show, just to remind everyone. But I just wanted to mention that my personal opinion, Pat Rice's personal opinion is, we help out a lot of countries. And a lot of times U.S. of A gets bad mouthed, but I'm proud of what we do for other countries. May not always agree with it, but I'm proud of the help that we have provided. So there you have it. That's my...
In not every country you can go out and have a free voice, such as on Blog Talk Radio.
No kidding.
Great country. We can talk about whatever we want, and we're not going to be persecuted for it. Well, the NSA might file on us, but they're not going to be breaking down our doors, at least I don't think. At least talking about the paranormal. Maybe if you got into political, they'll do that.
Yeah, okay, let's get away from the political. But speaking of the political, I did want to mention, because we're on this 4th of July topic and the birthday of our country, that I just always thought this was interesting that John Adams, who was our second president after George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson, who was our third president, did you know that they died on the very same day in 1826?
I didn't specifically, but looking online and all these stories, I do recall reading some articles about some really bizarre, strange coincidences with people, to the point of, I can't even give any examples, but there are some really weird coincidences pertaining to people's deaths and certain relations to other people and times and how they died and stuff like that.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking when I brought up this tidbit when I was doing some internet research. So John Adams, second president of the U.S. of A, he was 91. And then Thomas Jefferson was 83, and he was our third president. But obviously John and Thomas, I'm going to call him Tom, I think he would be okay with that. They died on the same day, but they were, definitely involved in those early politics. I mean, Jefferson, he was so, instrumental in, with the Declaration of Independence, writing that. And, John, and then John Adams, just a little history lesson here, John Adams' son, John Quincy Adams, became president. Oh my gosh, I'm not exactly sure if he was the sixth or seventh, but he also became president of the United States of America. So, yeah, but I thought that was kind of interesting that John and Tom died on the same day, maybe means nothing. But did want to bring up, Jason, if I could, the White House, because John Adams was the first president to live in the White House that was built. I mean, when George Washington was president, there wasn't the same White House. It was, some other different building. So they built the White House, and then John Adams was actually the first president to live in it. And there's quite a few ghost stories that go along with the White House. Were you aware of that?
I've heard that there's been some haunting activity there, but it's not something I've ever looked into. I hope you have some details on that, because I'm kind of curious.
Yeah, I've got a few details. Let's face it, the White House is I'm going to call it the best known residence in America. You know, that big white building. I have never had the opportunity of going there. I've been to Boston, but I haven't ever had the chance to go to D.C. But there's a few of the presidents that are reportedly White House spirits. And I'll go through those. Yeah. So Andrew Jackson is one of them. You know, the ghost stories have just been, you know, kind of going on for quite a while. So Andrew Jackson is one of them. And, of course, Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
They claim that there's probably more sightings of Lincoln than any of the other presidents that have ever, you know, lived in the White House. And some of these are workers at the White House, and even Winston Churchill claims that he bumped into Lincoln wandering the building years after Lincoln's death. And as we know, you know, Lincoln was assassinated
mm-hmm.
in 1865. You know, he, you know, the story, and that was kind of in, you know, that whole revolution, you know, he started the, you know, the war, the Civil War, you know, to free the slaves and all of that. And of course, my gosh, you know, sad but true, people like that are hated, and he was shot in a nearby boarding house. But at that time, a boarding house meant a theater. You know, it wasn't like he was in a, you know, a place where he shouldn't have been.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, because, you know, when we talk to people that investigate paranormal activity, if maybe the reason that people see Lincoln more than any other has to do with the fact that he was assassinated. You know, they say people that have traumatic deaths tend to linger more. And so it kind of makes me wonder how, in terms of how the other presidents died, did they die traumatic, you know, and is that why they're haunting the White House too? I'd be just kind of curious to find a connection between why those specific presidents are the ones that are, you know, being seen in the White House.
I know. It is interesting. And so the story goes, you know, continuing the conversation about Lincoln, there's been several reports, not just from workers at the White House, but going back to Winston Churchill, where Churchill claims that he was staying at the residence, the White House, if you will, shortly after World War II had ended. And he had just emerged from a bath wearing nothing and smoking a cigar.
Important fact.
Yeah, yeah, and which kind of sounds like him from what we know. And he says that he met the president. "Good evening, Mr. President. You seem to have me at a disadvantage," Churchill said, allegedly said. And then there isn't any information about if, you know, Abraham Lincoln responded, but Churchill would never, ever stay in that room again. So don't know what that meant.
It's troubling, and this thought has occurred to me in the past. I don't particularly want entities to be lingering around when I'm going to the bathroom or taking a bath. It's kind of an invasion of my privacy, don't you think?
Yeah, I know. That's freaky, you know. That's kind of like the conversations that we've had with Archbishop File, who's a, you know, Catholic priest, and, you know, telling us the, you know, some of his situations of having spirits actually in his home. And
yeah,
that would freak me out.
It's like spiritual voyeurism. I think I'm going to coin that term. I don't know if that exists, but I just created it here at on Paranormal Horizons.
Say it again.
Spiritual voyeurism.
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we can't rule that out. So Jason, you know, I know I'm kind of on this White House kick, but I didn't mean to be rude, but did you have any interesting things going on in the paranormal that you picked up on this week? Because I know you're kind of always following interesting stories.
I am, but I've been, you know, this trip to the airport threw me off. Normally I research the stories just before the show so they're fresh on my mind. Now, I did have some stuff to talk about a little bit later in the show regarding some of the wonderful guests that we're going to be having on the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I don't specifically. Yeah, we've got some really good stuff coming on, but we can talk about that later. But I don't really have any specific stories to talk about. I did want to mention, well, I can mention something else later towards the end, but since we're sticking to stories, but no, not really.
Yeah, you know, and this is a roundtable show, so we're kind of jumping around on topics, random topics. Just want to remind anyone out there, if you have something you'd like to share with us or talk to us about, the phone is 215-383-3999. And, you know, Jason, I did want to mention, I really enjoyed our guest last week, Dan McWinney, where we talked about the dangers of the paranormal. And I just really, really felt that his conversations with us were, you know, so real. And I had we've had a couple of comments on our Facebook page about other folks. Because one of the topics that came up was the Ouija board.
And
I did ask those guests, I encouraged those guests to, or those listeners, I should say, I'm sorry, listeners, to call in tonight if they want to talk about the Ouija board. But I totally understand if they don't want to talk about it, because I think you and I are on the same page that the Ouija board is scary.
I am actually, yeah, I'm not a fan of the Ouija board. Just even saying the word Ouija board freaks me out.
I know, and I remember years ago, and I was thinking about that this week, you know, after the show last week, where me and some of my girlfriends, you know, we were probably like on a like slumber party kind of thing, and we had a Ouija board, and I don't know who had it or who brought it, but I just remember feeling freaked out and not like I tried to participate and then I just left. And I don't know if anything happened with any of those girlfriends, but you and I have had some other guests, you know, that have had Ouija board weird stories. And then, so anyway, if you're listening this evening, if you have a Ouija board story that you want to share, give us a call this evening, 215-383-3999, here with myself, Pat Rice, and my wonderful host, Jason Ophir, blogtalkradio.com and KITCFM 106.5. Hey, Jason, I just wanted to remind everyone, we're on KITCFM now, starting this next Saturday.
Isn't that awesome? Talk about moving up in the world.
Yeah, and that's a real radio station. Not that I don't love Blog Talk, but from 10 to 11 p.m., you can hear this episode at www.kitcfm.com. So just be sure to check that out when everybody, you know, has a chance. If you want to listen to a past episode or just tune in anytime. So, yeah. Other random thoughts, Jason, I've got a little bit more on the White House before we jump into astrology.
Okay, and I did want to mention that since we're just kind of jumping around, I noticed that I neglected to upload the new promotion, which you've heard that I made, which is fantastic.
Yeah,
noticed that we didn't actually have it in uploaded, so I just uploaded it now, so when you're ready for a break, we can have it kind of be the debut of the promos that we are creating.
Fantastic, Jason. Now, one of the kind of collaborations that paranormal horizons that we want to offer all of you know, our friends and, you know, other folks out there in the paranormal world. Jason, he's the genius behind this. He will work with you and make a free commercial. And we'll play it here on Paranormal Horizons. So it's going to be heard on Blog Talk. It's going to be heard on KITCFM.com. And it's just kind of a lot of fun. And hey, let's go ahead and hear that now, Jason. I know the new one you did was for Dayton, I believe.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to make. I do enjoy making them. So I do want people that have groups or books or anything paranormal to contact us. You know, the best way to do that would be to leave a message on the Paranormal Horizons Facebook page, and we can get something made. So with that said, here is our debut commercial for Dayton, Ohio Supernatural. You are about to enter into the world of Dayton, Ohio Supernatural.
There are being red holy water now.
This ball just moved.
It's moving
again.
Is your house haunted? Are you experiencing strange things such as moving objects, strange sounds, footsteps? Then you should contact Dayton, Ohio Supernatural Paranormal Investigations.
Get in here now.
You guys hear a little girl? I swear I just heard a little girl.
You can locate DOS on Facebook at facebook.com/DaytonOhioSupernaturalDOS.
Would you be mad if I sprinkled some holy water down here?
Oh my God. You okay? I got pushed on the set just now. Swear to God. Oh my God. I just got pushed on the set.
The paranormal world is all around us. We don't always see it, but it's there. If you're experiencing strange things in your home or business, why don't you give Dayton, Ohio Supernatural a call and see if you can get some answers.
Wow.
Woo. That was creepy, especially when that lady was pushed down the stairs.
Those were real EVPs, right, Jason?
They were. I had to do some editing on them to make them suitable, but those are actual EVPs. Those did happen during an investigation.
Wow.
And it's great fun to make, and I really would like to see more people contact us and to make stuff that we can play on the show so that we have more of a variety of commercials to play on the show, and it's just good fun. Now, I'm not an expert or anything. It's just something that I kind of do on the side. Personally, I feel that my voice is atrocious, so I always have to cringe when I hear myself. But it's good fun.
Well, but you know what? It's just something that we are offering out to the community, and you know, it adds to our show. And thank you, Jason, for, your expertise on those recordings, because they're just fantastic. And we have a couple of others, but, you know, we've got some from Edwin Becker, who is a book writer. And by the way, I want to say hello to them and wish Marcia the best. She just had some recent surgery. So all the best to her. And Jason, before we jump into astrology, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the White House because, you know, here we are on the eve of the 4th of July, and happy 4th of July, everyone. It's a big, what is it, the biggest holiday here in America. And gosh, the 4th falls on a Friday this year. So everybody's going to have a 3-day weekend for sure. Parades in small towns, fireworks, you name it. It's just a wonderful time of the year. You know, watermelon, barbecues, beer, getting together. And, you know, that's what it's about. So, but I did want to mention a part of the White House hauntings, if you will. And this was something I didn't really know about, Jason, the British fire. And I'll just kind of read this. The most traumatic incident in the White House history was its destruction by British troops in 1814. A royal soldier apparently died in the attack after he helped set fire to the White House, and there are reports he occasionally returns to finish the job. And bad me, I just, you know, didn't remember that about the history of the White House. But yeah, so that was definitely traumatic. And so there's been some encounters or some, you know, experiences of, you know, some of the folks that have been living in the White House, you know, feeling, you know, fire and just, you know, this soldier returning to finish the job to completely, you know, burn down the White House, which didn't happen at that time. But there's also a report of a major fire in the West Wing during the Hoover administration on Christmas Eve in 1929, and they don't know, those of us in the paranormal world don't know if that was related to the 1814 soldier. So, you know, even today, some of the White House staffers, you know, they claim that they hear strange noises in that room, but, you know, no one can really prove, you know, anything that's going on, but... Oh, my gosh, Jason, I can't imagine in the White House that there wouldn't be other ghosts, you know, not even the presidents, just other, you know, people, so much history there. You know what I mean?
I would think so. You know, but it's funny because I always love to hear a good story about karma, you know, where these people do something bad and then they end up paying for it. So it sounds like this British soldier got a big dose of instant karma because he died setting the White House on fire.
Yeah, that wasn't very nice, was it?
No, not. It's not good. You know, energy to do something like that.
Yeah, not at all. And yeah, so I just wanted to remind everyone you're listening to Paranormal Horizons on Blog Talk Radio. Myself, Pat Rice, and Jason Ophir. You can also listen to us on KITCFM.com Saturdays at 10 p.m. Pacific Time. All right, Jason. So we kind of touched on astrology a little bit, and you said that you were a Leo.
Yes.
But you've never had your chart done.
I don't recall ever having a you know what? I think I might have once. I've done so many shows, not just on this show, but in the back of my ogre-like brain, I think I do remember having one on a different show I was on.
Mm-hmm.
It's, my memory's terrible. I mean, you have to understand, I'm not the smartest cookie in the cookie jars, but I do recall something like that.
Well, that's okay. But, you know, astrology is, I think there's a lot of misconceptions about astrology. I've kind of been into it for many, many years and, you know, known other people. And I kind of, it's one of those things that I take to heart. If it speaks to me, I take it to heart, kind of like getting a psychic reading. I just don't think that not necessarily everything always speaks to me. But, you know, if you're one of those folks that read your horoscope in a daily newspaper every day just based on your sun's time, that may not be that accurate. And I was kind of touching on that before, Jason, where you really need to have a full in-depth reading of the time you were born and where you were born, and then you kind of get to see, yeah, this is your sun sign, but where are all the other planets? Because that just makes such a big difference. So
now, does it just tell you like what kind of person you are, or can it like predict? I don't know a lot about it, honest. I know a lot about the paranormal, but nothing about that. Or can it just also tell you little insights about your future?
It can. And most astrologists, though, do consider it a scientific type of deal. You know, they're not just relying on, you know, going into a psychic trance. They're relying on where the planet's now. You know, here's where you were born. Here's what's going on. So they really consider it much more of a science. So, yeah. So, which is interesting. And I'm just kind of looking here at my notes about an introduction into astrology. And I always also thought of astrology as a little bit spiritual, but again, I just said it was scientific, but I do believe that a good astrology reader, you know, when they have the science behind the planets, I do believe there's some psychic ability. If they are a good and a real psychic, some of that can come into play with maybe what's going to, you know, happen. You know, maybe if you have a specific question, or, you know, should I buy a house right now, or things like that. And again, it's just something that can advise you. Not necessarily, you know, tell you exactly what to do, because, you know, we all have to have some common sense and, you know what to do around that. So
could somebody have such a horrible astrology reading where the astrologist or astrologer looks at it and, like, you know, her face goes blank and drains of blood and says, oh my God, you're in real, real trouble.
I think that could happen, yes. Just
I hope
depending
it's not
on
me.
You know, just depending on where the planets are aligned and you know, where their planets, the planets that correspond to that person, sure, I think that could happen. I think it's an effective tool for opening the doors to maybe have a better understanding of yourself. You can apply spirituality to that if you want, but it is a science for sure. And
how long has it been around? Like, I know it's been around probably for eons, but is it something that goes back to like the time of the Egyptians or before that? I mean, when did modern, well, not even, doesn't necessarily have to be modern astrology, but when did the whole astrology concept really come to light, do you know?
Well, I don't think I have the full answer to that, Jason. I don't know if it went back as far as the Egyptians. I mean, we know astronomy, you know, we know that, you know, for thousands of years, you know, people have been looking up into the heavens and looking at astronomy, which also ties in to the astrology, but I don't know how long people have been actually, you know, making the charts and saying, hey, you're a Leo and you have this and you have that. But we'll have to talk about that in another time. But I did want to talk a little bit kind of about some things I think that we can relate to on a daily basis. In astrology, obviously one of the main planets is the moon. And we know that the moon, you know, goes through some distinct phases throughout the month. And, you know, every moon phase offers something different, you know, if you follow astrology. And when you know the moon phases, sometimes you can sort of, you know, understand what's going on. Like, have you ever felt weird during a full moon?
I used to work in some capacity in law enforcement, and I can say that when there were full moons, things did get strange. Personally, I feel that the moon is a UFO. It's probably inhabited by a race of aliens, but that's for another show.
Okay. I like that. I wasn't going to go quite that far, but that's okay.
We'll save it for another time.
Yeah, we will. But there's things about the moon where even in the old farmer's almanac where it says, you know, it'll go by the moon phases and it'll say, this is the right time to plant this crop or don't plant it here or this is a good time to go fishing. You know.
Now, can it tell me if it's a good time to go gambling?
Probably.
Oh, this is important, and I'm being serious because I need some guidance with these fruit machines. Because let me tell you, well, I think I mentioned it when we were talking earlier in the week. I've been on one of these unlucky streaks, and anything that can give me an edge would be gratefully appreciated.
Okay, well, some things may change for you on that, Jason. Hey, we have a caller in our queue from San Francisco. Let me bring him in here. Hello, Fred from San Francisco. Welcome to Paranormal Horizons.
Hi, Fred.
Hello, Patrice and Jason.
Hello.
Hey, Fred.
Nice to be on the show. Hey, Patrice, Pat Rice.
Yes.
Jason, the gambling thing, yeah, good Jupiter aspects. Look for good Jupiter aspects.
How do I find that? Like, how do I know?
Contact your astrologer.
Well, see, and he doesn't have one.
I don't have one yet, but...
Yeah, you can get calendars that track what's called aspects. And you can track them yourself, but it would take a little bit of training to be able to do that. Some horoscopes and websites would also go over some of the planetary aspects, and you could pick up some Jupiter aspects that way.
Well, Fred, thank you for calling in, Fred. I was kind of giving a weak overview of astrology that I was basically saying that it doesn't matter, you know, yes, your sun sign is your predominant significant influencer, but it also matters where your other signs are when you were born. And that's when you really need to have that reading. And you can go online to several different websites. And you can put in your time, you got to know your time of birth and your location, mm-hmm. and it's going to give you your whole reading, not a reading, but they'll tell you where your planets are. But in my opinion, tell me if you agree, Fred, that you need a good astrologer, though, that can really give you an interpretation of some
mm-hmm.
of these things.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some good services on the Internet, and you can pay and get interpretations. There are canned interpretations that some sites will even give you for free, but it's a good idea to consult an astrologer if you care. Astrology is about math. I know Jason was talking about that earlier, and it's about the geometric angles between the planets as they circle the zodiac. And these aspects can be sort of favorable or not favorable or challenging or harmonizing based on those geometric angles between each other. And then that's how you can look at a planetary aspect. For example, a full moon is what's called an opposition. The sun is opposing the moon. They're 180 degrees apart on the zodiac wheel. The zodiac is a simple geometric wheel of 360 degrees.
Right. Hey, Fred, let's talk a little bit about And there's so much to talk about astrology, everybody out there. And again, thank you for tuning in to ParanormalHorizons.com with Pat Rice and Jason Ophir. Fred from San Francisco just called in, and we're having a great conversation about astrology. Fred, let's talk a little bit about what some of the – so let's say you have your astrology chart done, and you know you're a, you know, Leo with your rising sign might be Virgo, and your moon is in Aquarius.
I'm the Leo there. Go ahead.
But anyway, things change. I mean, it doesn't mean that you're that's where you were born. But then what's going on with the planet can affect us on a daily basis. So for example, Fred, could you give us a description of Mercury being retrograde and what
sure.
the heck that means?
Sure, sure. Well, let me back up and reinforce what you were talking about. You know, these planets are all moving around the wheel of the zodiac, if you will, or around the Earth. According to an astrological view, the Earth is at the center, and even the Sun is moving around you, because that's the way it does look from the astrologer's view. And so these planets, including the Sun, make the aspects, and those are changing every day, every minute. As the planets move, some planets move really slow, some move really fast, and so those fast-moving planets are going to have more aspects and more activity as they move through the wheel. The natal chart, the chart that you have done, that's a snapshot of the planets at the time of your birth, and
right.
you know, and what wheel of the, what sign of the zodiac and what degree. Of that sign each planet is in. So that snapshot depicts your personality and your personal desires. But at the same time, astrology is like the weather. It's always changing. It's always moving. And in any particular day, you could look at the zodiac wheel. You could look at what's called the ephemeris, and you could see different aspects that are happening daily. And those aspects
right.
are going to affect everybody and globally, like I touched on the full moon. The Sun opposition the moon, yes, that's a time of conflict where those two planets and their properties are opposing each other and causing dynamic stresses. The new moon is a conjunction where both the Sun and the moon are in the exact same point on the zodiac wheel. So they would both be conjunct and together. And so then those two planets are then harmonizing, and their energies are more powerful in harmonizing each other. And
right.
talking about the Sun and the Moon, the new moon is the new beginning time of this cycle, the time for planting. And the full moon is more your time for harvesting.
Mm-hmm. Right on. And now Fred, let's go back to, I'm a Capricorn. Jason's a Leo,
mm-hmm.
and you're a Pisces.
Now, how did you know that?
Well, just because I know you. Now, and using me for an example, so I'm a Capricorn with a Virgo rising sign, so that means, you know, that sign is rising at the moment of my birth, and my moon is in Aquarius. And I won't go into mm-hmm. the detail of the other planets, but those are all things that affect. Even though I'm the Capricorn, well, and then I've got the double whammy with my rising sign being Virgo, so I'm super earthy. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, for Jason, we don't know his full chart, but he's a Leo. I suspect,
mm-hmm.
though, he's got an awful lot of earth in him, knowing him like I do, and we won't know that until we can read his chart. But you're a Pisces with
mm-hmm.
what's your rising sign, Fred?
My rising sign is Aries.
Okay, so you've got the fire going.
And I'm kind of in your face with my personal expression and appearance. The first sign of the zodiac, right out the door, the ram busting out of the door, busting out of the gate.
Well, what I've read too, Fred, if you agree, is that the rising sign is often how we come across to people. So even though, you know, you might be the Pisces, you know, with the Aries, that's kind of maybe how you more immediately come across, where you know, with me being the earthy, earthy, you know, I come across as the earthy, you know, Jason, mm-hmm. we don't know what his rising sign is. But, you know, those are the thing, the impact that I want to express to the audience this evening that, you know, you may be, you know, a Gemini or whatever, an Aries, but you got to take in that full chart of who you are. And then as Fred has talked about this evening, you know, everything that's going on a daily basis with the full moon and the aspects, and it actually gets kind of complicated. And,
sounds
you know,
complicated.
Yeah, but I think you can take some basic things into consideration. Fred, tell me if you agree with this. For example, the moon. You know, we talked about the phases of the moon. You know, there's a new moon, you know, full moon, and there's definite things that affect us around then. And there's also planets that go retrograde. Mercury,
mm-hmm.
I think, Fred, doesn't it go retrograde about 4 times a year? If I'm correct on that?
Yeah.
Is retrograde bad?
Retrograde can be generally challenging, yeah.
Okay.
It's a time to reevaluate and take a look back at the experiences that you're going through in regards to that particular planet and its energies. So stepping back, the sun is your identity and your consciousness and your life purpose and direction. The moon is the planet of your emotions, your
correct,
inner self-image,
yeah.
and your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the two key planets. Mars is the planet of your energy expression. It's good to know about that. The rising sign is the point in the zodiac wheel that's like sunrise. It's the point... at 0 degrees on the zodiac wheel. It's a little complicated to explain. So it's not like where a planet is. It's a point on the wheel where you are, where your first expressions, your first impressions come across and how you appear and come across to people. That's about the rising sign. Now, you've hit on Mercury several times, and Mercury is the planet of communication, thought processes, connections, contacts, and contracts, commerce. It rules the hands. It rules the sign of Gemini.
Mm-hmm.
And also communication and speaking style. So the thing about the Mercury retrograde is that's a busy little planet. All the planets go retrograde. Slow-moving Pluto and Jupiter, the big planets, they're plodding along. They're moving. It takes them several days or even a week or more to move 1 degree across the zodiac. Mercury is moving quite fast, 1 degree a day across the zodiac. So Mercury will change signs approximately once a month. As he moves quickly through, he keeps that communication going, and that's why he's sort of the planet of communication. So as planets go retrograde in the zodiac wheel, again, they're doing that either slowly if they're a big planet like Jupiter or Pluto, but Mercury will go retrograde 4 times a year for about 3 weeks. And during that time, because it's the planet of communication, it's a very good time to be very careful and thorough about your communication processes.
Right.
It's a time for communication breakdown, as the Led Zeppelin song goes. It's a time when somebody says, meet me at 4 o'clock on 7th Street, and you're down there at 7 o'clock on 4th Street.
Mm-hmm.
So when's the next Mercury retrograde, out of curiosity? Is it soon, or are we in it? Or
well, we're celebrating Mercury going direct today at 8:50 a.m.
Yoo-hoo!
And Mercury went retrograde on June 7th. So we had a Mercury retrograde pretty much for the whole month of June.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But Fred,
communication should be better now coming up here in July, and things should smooth out
right.
in terms of being able to get your message across, get your contract signed, get your business agreements going, keep your, get your contacts flowing, get your businesses and communications flowing better.
But Fred, I want to explain to the audience a little bit, like when we talk about a planet, and right now we're talking about Mercury going retrograde. So, you know, what does that really mean, you know, up there in the sky? So it's slowing down, right? So it's not, correct me if I'm wrong, it's not going, it's not doing its normal rotation as quickly. Is that the way to think about it?
Because astrology is viewed from the planet Earth and looking outward, amazingly enough, if you were an ancient Greek creating astrology and you watched those planetes across the zodiac, the planets, you would be astounded that those planets suddenly move backwards to your line of sight and back up through the zodiac wheel, through a particular sign or even more.
Wow.
And that's because of the rotation of the Earth and the view of the planets, because they're actually rotating around the sun. So if you're on one side of the sun and the planet is between you and the sun, if you will, that's not quite accurate, but that should make some sense, then you'll see the planet moving in one direction. But then as you get on the other side of the sun, or as you overtake the other planet, if you will, if you're moving faster, you'll see a retrograde effect to the eye and to the astrology world. A little hard to comprehend. Perhaps Google that and study that, but it's a real effect. It's very real to your being. Believe me, it's good to track it, especially Mercury retrograde. Some people who are avid astrologers won't sign a contract and won't make a major business decision during a Mercury retrograde. House cleaning, fine. Buying fruits and vegetables, of course, you got to eat. But I would indeed advise a thorough review of any business arrangements during Mercury retrogrades and making sure all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, as they say.
Now, have you found that in your life, having all this information, have you found profound improvement knowing this and being able to work all this out, you know, have you found an improvement with your experience being luckier or whatever, having more success?
Absolutely. Luck is a pretty challenging thing to do, and the gambling thing, sure, if you've got some good Jupiter aspects and some good lunar aspects, it might be a good time to gamble, but hey, those machines are already set up to, you know, the odds are against you, you know. And, it's more about well-being. You know, full moon, drive a little slower, you know. Don't tailgate. You know, take it a little easy on the road. Take it a little easy with your, you know, your loved ones. Stressful day because you happen to know that there's a big Uranus opposition Mars aspect. Take it a little easy. You're going to feel stressed out. That pesky boss, that pesky coworker, that's the day they're going to be right in your face. And it'll happen. You'll start to study an aspect. Hey, you're on a supposed Mars. Sure enough, that's the day that the boss is in your face.
Right on.
So it's almost like weather, like I was saying earlier. You kind of monitor the weather. There's going to be a storm today. Take an umbrella.
That makes sense, and so much more to learn on astrology. Fred from San Francisco, thank you for calling in to Paranormal Horizons. We're just about out of time this evening, and you know, one of the websites that I really like is Jan Spiller, SPILLER.com, also Susan Miller. And Fred, you know, thank you for putting some of these what kind of appear to be complicated astrology things into real terms. Thanks for calling into the roundtable, Fred.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. I hope I helped. Google is your friend. It's always easy to get started and just Google astrology and study a little bit.
Right on.
I'm going to check
all
it
right.
out.
Yeah. Okay, all right, Fred. Have a great evening, and thanks for calling in again here on Paranormal Horizons.
Pleasure. Bye-bye.
All right. Good night.
Bye.
So, Jason, you have got to get a reading.
Yes, I'm very interested in learning more about it. I haven't had the world's greatest luck the last few years. So if there's anything, any information out there that can give me a little bit of an edge, I am totally open to it. My fear is not being able to understand it. We talked about how bad I am at math. When you start talking about retrograde and planets and zodiac wheels, you know, it's going to go straight over my head.
Well, even if you have an astrology reading, you don't have to get into all of those details, but it really helps to start understanding, you know, what your moon is in and all of those other planets that sort of, you know, rule certain things in our life. It's just another educational item. And also, I know this is way out there, but in August we are going to have a numerologist on the show. Her name is Isola. And I have not confirmed the date yet, Jason, but she's going to be doing a numerology reading on you. I've had one before. And, I mean, that's another science. It's not astrology, but it is another science with numbers, which I know you love. But it's all informational. You know, things that I look at all of these things as, okay, if it's something that can help me, it's like Fred said, from San Francisco, it's like, okay, it's a new moon or a full moon in Leo, so maybe people might be a little more exuberant or there might be more activity, so I'm going to be a little more careful on the road. You know, it's all things that are just tools for us. It's not something that you have to run your life by. You know what I
mean? Yeah, totally. Yeah, I've got to learn more about it. It's an area, like I said earlier, I know a lot about a lot of things, but that is really just one I've never really dug into it at all.
Yeah. Well, you're due to have a reading, a chart done.
Absolutely.
So. Well, Jason, we're just about the end of our time here on a Blog Talk Radio, and also KITCFM 106.5. Who's our guest for next week?
Well, we have some really good guests lined up for the month of July and the beginning of August. On the 8th, we're going to have clairvoyant psychic medium Kelly Jo Monahan. Now, let me tell you, I received a message on my Facebook from a friend saying, hey, you should contact this lady, Kelly,
really?
And see if she'd come on the show. So I did. I said, hey, why don't you come on the show, you know, let's talk some psychic stuff. We've been kind of doing a lot of ghost-heavy haunting lately, so we need to incorporate a little bit of the psychic topic into the show. And so she sent me her number, and I called her, and she gave me a reading over the phone. Now, you know I'm a big skeptic pretty much with anything nowadays. But this is a gal that I don't know at all. She's not connected to me on Facebook at the time, and one of the first things right out of the gate that she mentioned was she asked me what's wrong with my right foot because I'm walking funny, and it was such a random body part to mention out of the blue, and it just so happens that my right foot ankle is destroyed. So I thought, well, maybe this phenomenon does exist. So, and then she went on to talk more about, you know, stuff with my life, which is interesting. So we're going to have her on the 8th, and she is going to take live callers, which is always fun.
Okay. So July 8th, if you'd like to have a live psychic reading, call in to the show, July 8th. Okay. Yeah, and, you know, Jason, just a comment, that is really, just for her to mention, you know, that you had an ankle that you were having problems with. Pretty phenomenal. And psychics, you know, good, bad, indifferent. I've had a lot of psychic readings in my life, and I've taken the information that spoke to me to heart, and some of them did, you know, pick up on some amazing things. So that's fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. So that's actually going to be next week, because we are on July 1st. So next week, Kelly Jo Monahan. Did I just say that correctly?
Yep, Kelly Jo Monahan. So that's going to be an exciting one. And then I'll just mention the other ones for the rest of the month. On the 15th, we're going to have Paul Coffey. He's already been on the show once. He's from Central Texas Paranormal. He actually is also now part of Archbishop Ron Fail's Order of Exorcists as an exorcist investigator. And
oh
I know
gosh.
He did the investigation at Waverly Hills, so he's going to have a lot to talk about. Then the 22nd, we have Martha Hazard-Decker. Then on the 29th, we have Chris Melanchon. He is the founder of the Paranormal Society of New Orleans. And then the first week of August, the first Tuesday of August, we're going to have psychic and friend of mine, Cheryl Ann Fletcher. So we have got a good mix of it coming on.
We do. And, you know, just so everybody knows, you can always listen to an on-demand episode from a Blog Talk Radio of this show or any of our past shows. And you can also listen on Saturdays from 10 to 11 p.m. KITCFM.com. And don't forget about that great app, TuneIn, that you can download on your smart device and listen to any radio station. Again, KITCFM.com, 106.5. Very exclusively hosting Paranormal Horizons for us.
Yes, and I did want to mention again, if you want any kind of audio work done, commercials, promos to play on this show, to contact me on the Paranormal Horizons Facebook. And we've already gotten one that's somebody that's contacted us since the show has started this evening. So that's good. So I'm going to have something else to work on.
Okay, awesome, Jason. Well, listen, thank you, everyone, for tuning in this evening. Thank you for our caller, Fred, talking about astrology. This was our monthly roundtable session. And if you have anything you want to share with us, our Facebook page, Paranormal Horizons, is always available to send us a private message, share a comment. We want to hear from you.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Pat Rice and Jason Ophir. Be sure to come listen to the show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Blog Talk Radio. And also, check out our Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.